let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa, Tan Rabbanan, Chaymer b'shoy mebabar, Chaymer b'bay mebishar. The Nesikin of Shar and Bar each have a unique stringency, which the other does not. Chaymer b'shoy mebabar, Masha'in kem bebar. Shar has four chormas over bar. Shashar m'shalam es ha-koyfer. If a shar kills a person, the owner must pay the value of the deceased in addition to the shar being put to death. However, if a person falls into a bar and dies, the owner does not pay koyfer. V'chayiv b'shleishim shal evet. If a shur kills an Eved Kenani, the owner must pay a knas of 30 shkalim to the Eved's owner, in addition to the shur being put to death. However, if an Eved Kenani falls into a bar and dies, the owner does not pay knas. Nigmar dinoi asa bahana. If a shur kills a person and Bezin sentences to death, it becomes forbidden in all benefits. However, if a person falls into a bar and dies, the bar does not become asa bahana. A shur moves around and is more likely to cause hazik as opposed to a bar which is stationary. Bar has two chormas over shur. Shabar tchilas asiyas lenazik. A bar is initially set to cause damage while shur is not. Regarding bar, the owner must pay nazik shalom the entire damage even for the first occurrence. While regarding karen shur, if an ox gores another ox, the owner pays only chatzin nazik, half the damage, for the first and second occurrence, and nezik shalom only if it occurred three times. Chayme b'shar mebe'esh, chayme b'esh mebe'shar. Shar and esh each have a unique chumra that the other does not have. Chayme b'shar mebe'esh, masha inkin be'esh, shar has four chumras over esh. Shar shar b'shalom kaifer, b'chay b'shleishim shal evet, nigmer dinay asa bahana, masar l'cher shayt v'kat n'chayev. If a person handed over his shur to a mentally incompetent person and it caused damage, the owner is liable for tashlumen, but if he handed them his eish, the owner is patur mitashlumen. Chayme be'eish mebishar, eish has one chumra over shur, she'eish moedes mitchilasa ma she'enkin bishar. Eish is initially set to cause damage while a shur is not. Chayme be'bar mebe'eish, chayme be'eish mebe'bar. Eish and bar each have a unique chumra that the other does not have. Chayme b'bar mebe'esh ma'she'enkin be'esh, bar has two chumras over esh. She'tchilas asiyasi l'nezik, a bar is initially set to cause damage while esh is not, because it must move to the nizik's property, and m'sar l'cherashet b'kat n'chayev. Chayme b'esh mebe'bar ma'she'enkin be'bar, esh has two chumras over bar. She'esh darka leilich l'hazik, esh moves and is more likely to cause hezik as opposed to a bar which is stationary. And mu'edis lechel b'indav harolo u'b'indav esh'ein rolo. A person is liable for everything that his esh burns, regardless of whether it was suitable for burning, such as eitzim, wood, or it was not suitable, such as kalim, utensils. However, regarding bar, the owner is chayav only for a behemoth that falls in, but is putter for a kli that falls in and breaks. The previous Mishnah mentioned, Hichsharti b'miktzas niskoi, chavti b'tashlumi niskoi, kehechshe kol niskoi. If a person was only a partial cause of a hezek, he's still fully liable for tashlumen as if he was the complete cause of the hezek, as the Gemara elaborates. Ketzad ha-chayfer bar tisha uva'acha v'shlimi la'asara ha'achar in chayiv. If one person dug a pit 9 tfachim deep, and then another person completed the bar until it was 10 tfachim deep. If a shur falls into the bar, only the last person who completed the bar is chayiv, while the first person who started the bar is potter, as the Gemara explains. Regarding Misa, the shur died in the bar. All agree that achron chayev. Only the last person is chayev, while the first person is potter because, as Rashi explains, the test tfachim ein behem gedei lahemis. A bar of 9 tfachim is not capable of killing a shur. However, regarding the zikin, if a shur was injured in the bar, there is a machlekes in the brisa. The Tanakama holds achron chayev lemisa ula nizikin. Regarding both misa and the zikin, only the last person is chayev, while the first person is potter. Rebbe holds acha achron lemisa achar shneim lenezikin. Regarding misa, only the last person is chayiv, and the first person is pater. But regarding nezikin, both are chayiv because the verb 9 tfachim is capable of injuring ishar. The Gemara discusses a similar case of hezek caused by numerous people, and even so, only the last person is chayiv, as in the following incident: Chamisha sheyashvu asavsel echad b'lei shebruhu uvo echad v'yashav alav v'shavrei ha'achron chayiv. If 5 people sat down on a bench and it did not break, a 6th person then sat down and it did break, only the achron is chayiv, even though the achron did not completely cause this hezek. The Gemara seeks to explain 2 points. Why is the achron chayiv? And once explained, it seems to be a pshita. Why does the Brayse have to teach it? According to the Drisha's understanding of Rashi, this can be explained in 2 ways. We're speaking of a case where debalav ihu lo have a mitvah klal. Without the last person, it would not have broken at all. Therefore, ha'achron chayev, he's liable all by himself, because he's considered to have caused the entire damage, since before he sat down, there was no mazik at all. If so, pshita, the Gemara answers, lo tzricha debahadi desamech behutaver. And as Rashi explains, the lo yeshev alav, el amr al raglav v'nismach aleim. He did not actually sit on the bench. He merely leaned on the people sitting on the bench. The chiddush is that even though this is only koichai, he is chayiv. The second way to explain it is that we're speaking of a case where the belav iu have a mitver betray shali. V'hashta itver b'chadasha. Had the achron not sat down, the bench would have broken anyway after 2 hours. But now, with him sitting down, it broke after 1 hour. Now, ha'achron chayiv because the amrilei ilav at haviyasvin tvei purta v'kayamen. The Rishonim, the first people, can claim to the Achron, had you not sat down, we would have stood up before 2 hours and the bench would not have broken. The Achron, however, cannot claim to the Rishonim, Ilav atun bididi lahav mitfer, and as Rashi explains, Hori lechem lamid, you should have all stood up when I sat down and the bench would not have broken just from my weight, because according to Rashi's girsa, Lo yitzricha dizag mazga, as he sat down on the bench, he leaned on the others, preventing them from standing up. And it's not a pshita because ma de tema koich alav kugufa dami kamash malon the koich kugufa dami. The chiddush is that even though he's preventing them from standing up was only koichai, he is chayef. The Gemara proceeds and discusses the Mishnah's wording chavti b'tashlumi niskoi. The word tashlumi teaches the brisa's halacha of tashlumi nezik melamet shabayla metapla medavela. The nizik must accept the nevela, his dead share, as a partial payment. And the mazik reimburses him for the difference in value between the live share and the nevela. And although the pasuk already taught Yashiv l'rabbi shavah kesev afilasubin, all shavah kesev is acceptable for payment, and certainly the nevela qualifies. Lo'initzucha el lefchas nevela. This pasuk teaches that the nizik already owns the carcass mishas misa from when the share died, even before hamad bedin, before the mazik was found guilty in bezdin. Therefore, if between misa and hamad bedin the nevela's value decreased, the nizik suffers the loss, because he already owns it, and the mazik pays only the difference of the nevela's value, mishas misa, but not mishas hamad bedin. The Gemara mentions three sources for this halacha, shabayla metapla medavela. The pasuk there refers to a person who killed a shor states, makei nefesh behem yishalmena, atikri yishalmena el yashlimena. The word is understood as yashlimena, which implies she yishalm hamayser, the mazik pays only the difference.